Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going through in Perek Gimel, Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav. And these Mishnayos continue with the chumras that we have of Truma over Kodesh. Min hamodiis vilifnim. If an Amei Aretz offer Kalim to sell in the area from Modiis and inward toward Yerushalayim, and they claim that these Kalim are Tohar, ne'emanim al klecheres. We believe them about klecheres if the plan is to use them with Kodesh. Min hamodiis. But if they're selling from Modiis and further away from Yerushalayim, ain't that among them? Then we don't trust them about the tahara status of these kelim. So the stringency of truma over kodesh is that amei aretz between Modiis and Yerushalayim aren't trusted about these klei cheres if you're buying them for truma purposes, but they are trusted if you're buying them for kodesh purposes. So ketzad, how does this work? Meaning, what has to happen in order for Nama Aretz to be believed between Modiis and Yerushalayim about kelim that are being used for kodesh? Hakadar shu mocher hakaderos nichnas lefnim Modiis. If you have a potter who's selling pots and he bought them outside of Modiis and then he came inside the area from Modiis toward Yerushalayim. He's believed that they're tahar as long as you have three conditions that are met. Number one, the guy who's selling it has to be the potter who brought them in the first place, not that he got them from some other amaretz. Number two, that these pots being sold are the pots that he brought and not others that he added in to those that he had already brought in. And number three, that these are the buyers who saw him bring them. Yatza, once he's left Modiis, going further away from Yerushalayim, so then Einon Eman, then he's not trusted about those pots and about their Tahara status. Okay, so now we know that potters are believed in certain situations and not in all situations, so the Mishnah discusses what about tax collectors and thieves, when are they trusted and when are they not? Hagabon shenichlasu l'tocha bayis, if tax collectors entered into the house of a chaver to take some of his kelim to collect the debt for taxes, v'chein ha'kenavim or if you have ganavim that returned kelim that they had previously stolen and they bring it back to the rightful owner, we believe them to say that they didn't touch any of the kelim in the house other than the ones that they took, or we didn't touch the inside of the klecheres that we took, we only touched the outside of them, and therefore they are tahar. So the Mishnah now goes back to the topic we were talking about before that amei aretz are trusted for kodesh about the tahara of small klecheres as long as you're from Modiis toward Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah gives another kula that applies in Yerushalayim, where again we distinguish between Kodesh and Truma. Over Yerushalayim, ne'amanim ala Kodesh. In Yerushalayim itself, Amei Aretz are believed about the Tahara of even very large Klei Cheres that are used for Kodesh, but they're not believed about large Klei Cheres that are used for Truma. U'bishas haregel af ala Truma. It's only when it comes time for Pesach Shavuot Sukkot that we're going to believe them even for Truma purposes, for large Klei Cheres in Yerushalayim about Truma, because around the time of the Regel, everyone has a din of a chaver. There's no such thing as an Amma Aret. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnayis Hey and Vav dealt exclusively with the chumras that Truma have over Kodesh. So Mishnah Hey, we said that if you're between Modiis and Yerushalayim, Amei Aretz are believed about Klei Cheres, but beyond Modiis, they're not believed. But that's only, they're only believed Legabe the Tara status for Kodesh, but not Legabe the Tara status for Truma. If a potter is selling kederos, is selling pots, and he came lefnim min Modiis, closer to Yerushalayim from Modiis, as long as three conditions are met, that he's the guy who brought them in, that these pots are being sold are the same pots that he brought in, and that the buyer saw him bring them in, then it's good. But once he leaves Modiis and he goes further away from Yerushalayim, he loses his ne'amanos. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if tax collectors came into a person's house or ganavim came into a person's house and returned kelim that they had stolen, they're believed to say that they didn't touch other kelim or that they didn't touch the inside of these klei cheres to be metame them. And then a final chumra that we have of truma over kodesh is that in Yerushalayim itself, people are believed about large klei cheres that they're tahar, even though Amei Aretz are believed for kodesh purposes, but not for truma purposes, and it's only b'shas haregel that they're even believed for truma purposes. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches.